morning. Today is Tuesday, May the 26th, 162nd day of the new year. Joining us this morning is Fortuna City Manager and an early riser himself, Regan Candelaria.
Only when I have to be. Thank you, Brian.
Oh, you're one of those guys? Oh, that's right, because you have all the nighttime meetings, huh?
Yeah, we meet in the evening quite often.
Yeah. Boy, you don't probably recognize the name, but Ray Shipley, who was the police chief here in Eureka in the early 80s, went to Medford. And they had the greatest concept for city council meetings.
What is that?
Lunchtime, everybody shows up with a brown paper bag, write their lunch, and handle the business part. The consent calendar, all the sausage making of government.
And then public comment in the evening.
Yeah, so that it's wrapped up by 8:30, maybe 9 o'clock at the latest. And people aren't having to sit around for a long, long, long time waiting through until their time was called.
Yeah, I can't complain, though. Fortuna actually does a pretty good job. We're not there, you know, late into the evening for our regular meetings. If there's something big going on, sure, or a closed session. But other than that, we do take care of the business pretty quickly and can't complain.
I noticed you didn't even take a note on that one, so everybody heard the ka-thunk. Our quote this morning comes from Alfred North Whitehead. Quote, ideas won't keep. Something must be done about them.
Ooh, I like that.
You like that one?
Yeah. Take action.
Yeah, or set it aside, huh? So what's going on in Fortuna?
Well, we have lots of ideas in Fortuna. You know, lots of things. And actually, we are pretty good about implementing them. We've got a lot of, young faces in Fortuna, people taking active roles in the community. So I think their ideas are starting to come through. And
has there been a turnover
or
rotation?
Well, we did have, of course, a couple new seats on our council back in November. Linda Gardner and Tiara Brown, and they're both very active in the community and getting out and doing things. We had our mayor seat, we have Sue Long is our mayor now. She had been on council previously, but she's now the mayor. She's actually been very active and out in the community and going to all the meetings and representing the city very well. And, you know, so it's really nice having some people with, you know, energy that are helping us out in Fortuna.
Is that a double-edged sword?
It can be, but we communicate pretty well and we stay in contact on a lot of things. So, they use their resources pretty well to find out, you know, what's the best way to handle this, or this is where we want to go. How do we get there? So,
it's always interesting for me to hear from the city manager when there's a new mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the worst scenario, or the potential worst scenario, is retired. When that word is associated with mayor, things can get a little sideways pretty quickly.
I think I hear where you're going. They tend to have a little bit more time to be, you know, in the game. Yeah.
No comment, eh?
It
can spread real quickly, so there's no need to worry about that. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the things that summertime means. Believe it or not, it is around the corner, and we are too. KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:19. We'll be back.
The best Spanish language station on the North Coast is Juan 790. Tune in to 790 AM for great music, sports from ESPN, and CNN News en Español. If you're a business owner, ask Juan to connect you with the Spanish-speaking community. You'll be glad you did. Visit Juan online at juan790.com or give us a call at 442-5744. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
KINS News and Information Time is 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Regan Candelaria. Regan, what does summertime mean for Fortuna, or at least this transitional period from Memorial Day into graduation, but before rodeo week.
We are getting ready. It is a busy summer in Fortuna, as you know. You mentioned the rodeo and the auto expo, and you know we've got a citywide garage sale coming up, and you know get towards the end, and we've got lots of other events coming up in the fall. You know, the Apple Harvest Festival. So we're kind of busy as a staff, you know, helping and preparing and you know getting things together. So right now it's planning time. It's getting all the everything in line. You asked earlier about, you know, some of the new people. We've been very fortunate to have a great leadership program through our Chamber of Commerce in Fortuna. I've watched three groups graduate now. This year's group is actually doing just what you asked about. They, you know, they've put together a Spruce Up Fortuna event. It's this coming Saturday, May 30th. And it's going to go from about 10 to noon or 2. They're going to do a lunch as part of it. And that's one of their intents, is to get the city a little bit more ready for visitors and people to come into town.
Going to sweep off the front porch, so to speak?
Yeah. They've got a little marketing campaign to help, you know, encourage businesses and others on Main Street and other big, you know, visible locations to think about what they can do to spruce up, you know, their part of town. And they've got groups of volunteers that are going to go out and hit specific spots just to kind of make sure they get a little extra attention.
Like the parks, that kind of places where people tend to congregate.
Yeah, and our major boulevard, you know, Fortuna Boulevard and downtown Main Street, maybe 12th Street a little bit. So
now, they're not going to attack the building, are they?
No, that's the
little bigger scale.
Yeah, I think you're talking about the other one on Main Street. That's a pretty big project. Yeah. It's got its own life right now.
When you have the events coming up, whatever they may happen to be, does the city have like a checkoff list or a document or something akin to that for not the event coordinator, but for the staff? Okay, do we need this? Do we need that? What kind of lead? That bump, 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 and work down. So you've got that same template for the Apple Harvest Festival as you have for Rodeo Week.
We do, and it's really fortunate. I'm going to give a lot of credit to our General Services Superintendent, Mike Johnson. I'm not sure if you know him. A lot of people know him by his cowboy hat, big white cowboy hat. And he's a pretty tall, large gentleman. You can't miss him. When you see that hat, everybody knows, oh, there's Mike. He's got all that history and that institutional knowledge. You know, we do have checklists, but he's like on top of it, you know, every second. He knows what needs to be done and at what time and what location. It's just there. And so he's been passing that down. Bob Natt is actually one of the graduates from this leadership program that I mentioned earlier, works with Mike Johnson. And so he's picking up a little bit of that. Well, actually, a lot of it. He probably has it wired as well. So he's trying to, you know, get a little bit more of that responsibility because it's something, you know, the rodeo was going to be, it's in the 94th or 95th year this year. 94. You know, so we've been doing this for a while. We kind of know what we're doing and know how to do it.
But the rodeo guys know what they're doing.
Well, we have a lot of responsibilities through public safety, through our police department, all of our parks and rec staff. That event happens in our park. You know, we need to be prepared for not just our normal, you know, patronage that we get on a weekend, on a Saturday, Sunday. Now we've got, you know, 10 times that, you know, for a week-long period. So our guys need to service the facilities and, you know, take care of all the other aspects of the park. And then traffic, public safety, you know, the public works guys are out there with barricades and, you know, cones and, you know, redirecting traffic and taking care of issues when people come in and they don't know that there's a rodeo and getting them around town it's a little bit of a chore.
And you guys don't have do you use any of the HTA or a shuttle to help transport folks?
You know, that we haven't used our city program. We've got a transit program, but this year we are. The Auto Expo has coordinated with us, and we've got an agreement together. We've put it in our fee schedule that'll be coming up, adopting by the city council this year for July 1st. So we'll be able to do that, add that little bit. We've always had the people mover. Which was something that, again, this leadership, these younger people, they put together a group and they've actually purchased and they have the people mover available to all the organizations now, you know, on a regular basis. So that'll help with that event and others that we have in town.
I think it's interesting, just kind of from the sidelines looking in, not what the event is, but the structures around it. How do you accomplish the goal? as seamlessly as possible. You have somebody running the circuit to take people from A to B. Mm-hmm. Well, are they sitting around whining and complaining because it's taking so long? Or is it effortless and nobody makes any comment about it at all? So staff then goes, no comments. That must be a good thing. the lack of negative is the positive.
Yeah, the events really do a great job. We've got some great people in town, and they've done it, you know, lots of different times. So they've seen what's worked, and they've heard the complaints, and they've done a good job of, you know, working towards fixing those. From the city side, we start with our encroachment permit, and we have meetings. You know, it gets circulated around to all the departments. You know, what are your issues going to be with this? What is it that you normally do that this is going to impact? You know, or what can you do to help make sure that this event comes off positively? And so we spend a lot of time on that in advance of the event itself.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30. We'll be back with more from Regan Candelaria.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Time is 8:35. We're back talking shop with Regan Candelaria, city manager for Fortuna. Regan, before the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the events that are anticipated and some of the lead up, the ramp up that the city has to do in the planning processes. Do the event coordinators understand or appreciate what the ripple is through city staff to do? Let's say a 3-day event. I mean, it doesn't even have to be one of the really big boys. Just a simple 3-day event. Do they see it?
Yeah, I really do. If you come to our council meetings after the events, they come out and they're very thankful and appreciative of the efforts and the time put in by the city and our staff. And so I know that they do because I've heard them come in. We even get letters, thank you letters. So they know.
Do they appreciate it?
They do, yeah. That's what I'm saying. These letters, and they come into city council. They call out some staff by name, and they see them there. Like I said, Mike Johnson's a hard guy to miss, big guy with that cowboy hat, and they know that he's there, you know, throughout their event to make sure things go smoothly.
What are the fees or the charges? Because I know, like Reggae, for example, you know they're bringing in CHP. Mm-hmm. You know they don't do it gratis. The sheriff's department, they got HTA, you know, the transit authority running the shuttle buses, mm-hmm. and all these different multiple departments from multiple jurisdictions. There's mm-hmm. got to be some kind of a formula, isn't there?
Yeah, it's pretty inexpensive in Fortuna. We do a really good job of cooperating with those organizations. You know, it does cost the city some of our dollars, but we see the value in it for the community. And for the businesses in town. So it's a tough one, you know, but we've been doing it for a long time and we see the value in it. So
if it's one of the events that doesn't develop out of the area visitation, mm-hmm. does that put it on a different level? The Apple Harvest Festival. I mean, that's kind of a nice, it's mm-hmm. warm, fuzzy. The community gets to strut around. People will come in from various neighboring areas. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine there's an awful lot of impact to the hotels.
Well, that you mentioned Apple Harvest, so it is a couple-day event. They're trying to strengthen Sunday. And so, you know, but in Fortuna, they're pretty much all the same. You look at our fee schedule, and, you know, we're not charging much more for an encroachment permit from this event to that event. So it's pretty consistent.
More of a yes no than it is magnitude of the event.
Yeah, we're trying. We're showing the council, you know, here's what, you know, staffing times and overtime costs, and when we're bringing in, you know, police departments from other cities to help us with some of the larger events, there's costs associated there. They need to be paid. So they're looking at that. But again, it's a, you know, we've been pretty consistent with our rates.
Are you looking for more events?
We have enough, with the impact and the ripples and stuff,
could you handle more?
We are. And again, like I mentioned earlier with this new group, the leadership programs and the new younger faces, I'll throw out Diana Rios. She's the director of our Fortuna Business Improvement District. You know, they've been helping, actually that whole organization helped get the Apple Harvest going and helped support that event to get off the ground and get started. They've supported the 3rd of July, our fireworks festival. One of their newest ones that they had last year, their inaugural Redwood Comedy Festival, which was a very nice event, brought comedians in from all over the state.
Isn't that coming up next month?
And they've got their second, so they're bringing this, you know, hopefully it'll catch hold and be the county's major comedy festival event. They've got 50 applicants from comedians all around the country this time. You know, a lot of California, Oregon, Washington, even as far as Texas, I think there's a comedian coming in. You know, they want to be here. They want to come and perform in this county. And so, you know, Diana Rios has put together a really nice event, got a couple different venues where they'll be having the performances this year, and then, of course, ending up at the River Lodge with kind of a bigger main event on Saturday night. So, yeah, new events coming in, trying to fill some of those parts of the calendar that don't have, you know, visitors coming in.
Yeah, you don't need anything else going on during Autorama.
No, those couple weeks of July, June, July there, those are pretty packed already.
How does somebody, if they have an idea, how do you vet it to make sure that it pencils out and that it fits into the city's, I guess, the program, the schedule? Mm-hmm. The ability to host that.
Yeah, I would say bring it to staff, and maybe even start with Diana Rios with FBID, because that's what her organization, they're, one of their jobs is to help support community events, which they've been doing. And Diana has the network, so she's got a board on FBID, and so that's actually where she started the idea for the comedy festival a year and a half ago and brought that forward through them. And then we've got a tourism and marketing committee through the Chamber of Commerce that Diana is also in tune with and attends their meeting. So there's another opportunity to share your idea and determine, does it make sense? Is it going to actually put, you know, the heads in beds term that everybody loves to use? Is it going to help? And what are the impacts to the community? And what resources do they have to help, you know, help bring that new idea forward?
I would imagine an early week event would be much more readily embraced.
Yeah, we're trying to, that's another focus of ours is, you know, midweek things that do add multiple nights for potential visitors. I'm really excited about the new tourism radio. I think that's going to help quite a bit. You know, we want those new ideas, you know, like you said earlier, you know, we have to have ideas and you have to put them into play. And I think our quote was from Whitehead. It was about ideas. You know, they're great, but if they're just sit there in the closet, they're not going to do anything. They're not going to help at all.
They just kind of get fuzzy there. Start smelling a little funny.
We don't want any of those.
No. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:41. We'll be back with more from Regan Candelaria.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:44. We're back talking shop this morning with Regan Candelaria. Regan, the concept of having the events, working through FBID and the chamber, and then having the leadership, I would imagine that there's an awful lot of opportunity for the regular guy or gal in town to have their opinions expressed on a regular basis. Does that help to offset the needs for some of the special public workshops, and those types of public hearings, or does everything kind of all get put together in the same cauldron and stirred around?
Same cauldron and stirred around. We do have lots of opportunities, and we encourage people to take advantage of them. It's nice that they can go to the Tourism and Marketing Committee meeting, or, you know, we have public comment, of course, at all of our council meetings and our Planning Commission meetings. We have a Planning Commission meeting tonight. My door is always open. I try to attend and be available to the community as much as possible. I'll go to Kewaunee meetings every time they invite me, and sometimes even when they don't. You know, the Rotary Clubs, I've been their speaker a couple times. I want to be out there. I want to be a part of the community and give them that opportunity. I might not always take it in myself. I might just refer them straight to, you know, a different department or an organization like FBID. Because they're, you know, like I said, those are some of the great places to start some of those ideas, especially for community events. Because those are the groups that have done it. You know, you got Auto Expo. They bring in a lot of cars, a lot of participation, and a lot of community members. And they know how to work it. They know how to do it. They work with our police department quite a bit and our public works crews every year. You know, so there's a lot of people on those committees that can be the sounding board for these community members that want to get involved.
If somebody's interested in developing I guess it would be a small to medium range event, mm-hmm. would you suggest they talk to the folks that are doing the events that are about the size that they're interested in, replicating different theme, or go to staff? Where would be the first place to say, hey, here's a thought, mm-hmm. what do you think?
I'm a staff person, I'm local government, I would probably recommend staff first because, like I said, we have a lot of experience with those events. One of the things that we'll do is we'll put together our review team, you know, the people that the encroachment permit goes out to, so that we can go over with them, you know, well, here's why we're looking at this event, and here's what our feedback would be, and here's what we would say, here's how you need to do this in terms of traffic for your location, or maybe you want to think about a different location for your event. You know, so we could start there, and then we can even bring in, you know, one of those community leaders or the, you know, board members from one of the other organizations like a rodeo or Auto Expo or, Apple Harvest Festival. So they can share with them, hey, yeah, this is how that works. This is what we've done. So we'll put a team effort together and try and help them out.
I would think nothing would be more frustrating than having a concept in your head, getting it all together. And no, not available that weekend, not available here. There's mm-hmm. something, and all of a sudden, kind of having all the air taken out of the balloon.
Yeah, you know, what I've found in Fortuna is that there's a lot of people that are very active in the community, and they're not active in one thing. They're active in multiple things. The leaders in the community are not just in the Chamber of Commerce. They're also in the Kewaunee's. They're not just in the Kewaunee's. They're also on the hospital board, you know, and so there's the Sir Optimus group. There's an excellent example. They were planning a little, you know, like a walk, a 5K and a walk, you know, a storybook day to promote the libraries and help raise some funding for the libraries. And they did this exact same thing that we're talking about. They brought it through the city and they brought it through the other organizations. And, you know, we shared with them, well, here's how for the 5K that the rodeo does as part of Rodeo Week, here's the route that they use. You know, here's what they did for the Color Humboldt run, you know. And so we gave them that data so they could help plan their event and see what's really involved with that.
Yeah, maybe not running through the neighborhoods would be the best approach.
Yeah, so we, you know, lots of ideas. Here's what we did before that did work or that didn't work. So,
you haven't heard anything about the dog chase event? Turn a dog free and chase it down?
No, I don't know that okay. one. We actually have a very nice dog park.
Probably wouldn't be one that you would want.
Yeah, go do that at our off-leash dog park on Dinsmore Drive.
I thought I'd give you at least one hanging curveball to play with. So staff first, and then it'll kind of you'll get some direction and some insight and be able to take it from there.
It's probably a really good route to take.
And probably looking at some of the calendars and trying not to schedule it on the same weekend as another cornerstone.
That is one of the best things to do. You might even find some partnerships and some ideas on how to enhance your event by looking at what else is already going on.
Cool stuff. Well, I understand you're going to not see the light of day today, so.
Oh, probably not.
Go forth, have fun. Don't let the calculator get you, huh?
Thanks, Brian. I hope it was okay being so early in the morning here today.
Oh, it was yet another award-winning program. Thanks for coming by, Regan.
All right, bye.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hope so we love. See you then.